Retirement planning isn't just about having an investment plan. It's not just about figuring out where am I going to pull my income from. A good comprehensive retirement plan is going to be looking at the positive cash flow, but also the debt. It's going to build that into your plan for retirement to make sure that you can afford the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the only show that simplifies the complicated world of retirement planning while embracing life beyond the numbers.
Expect clear insights,
accessible tools,
expert interviews,
and actionable advice,
empowering you to use your values as a roadmap to your ideal retirement.
No MBA required.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Retirement Planning Simplified. I'm Joe Curry, along with my co-host, as always, Lindsay Wilson. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. As we probably talked about last time we were around here, I'm just a little bit stressed and getting these things out on time, so you're not too stressed, but a couple more weeks and then we should be back on track for getting ahead.
Yeah. Again, we mentioned we're in the midst of client review season, which is always a fun but busy, busy time. So yeah, we've been working down to the wire, as it were, to get the podcast out.
Yeah. And one of the things I will mention has been a lot of fun in this kind of client review period is we've been trying to get a lot of feedback directly from our clients of things we could do better, things that they're enjoying. One of the things we keep hearing over and over again is about how approachable our team is, how quick we are to respond, and how they think the thing that separates us in a lot of cases from other advisors might be our communication. And I just want to point that out because I'm particularly proud of that, because one of our core values we've talked about, I think, in the past, a part of why we do this podcast is about approachability, being approachable. So that's one of the reasons we do the podcast, to make this industry and retirement planning, helping people get more advice by coming at this and feeling like it is an approachable industry. And then to get that feedback has been nice from our clients.
I don't personally believe you can over-communicate with a client. And I think that it also speaks to transparency and approachability as well. If you don't know the answer to a question, let them know, you'll find out. And you're always approachable and available.
You got it. So with that, what are we talking about today, Lindsay?
Today, we are jumping into a topic that I thought was interesting, inspired by a client that we have. It's understanding the impact of debt in retirement. So I thought we could begin by just discussing the types of debt. What are some of the different types of debt someone might carry into their retirement?
There's a pretty wide variety of how people could be holding debt, but some of the more common types of debts would be mortgages still on the house, line of credit. So a line of credit could be home equity line of credit. So it could be secured against your property, in which case you're probably getting a lower interest rate, or it could be unsecured, meaning that it's not tied to any kind of asset that you have. And in that case, you're probably paying a higher interest rate if you do have a line of credit that's unsecured. Another loan or type of debt that most people would be familiar with would be a car loan. And then, of course, the easy one to rack up is credit card debt. So those are some of the more common ones.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you could go into how each type of debt can impact retirees' financial situations differently.
Sure. Mortgages is ongoing cash flow requirement. And sometimes we like to have that home equity. So what we've built up over our lifetime by paying down debt, that equity is a bit of a backup plan in retirement. So having a mortgage can affect the ability to go and use that home equity when we really need to get money. It can also affect our lifestyles. Interest rates change over time. Now, lines of credit, they can be helpful, really helpful to have access to if you're at a pinch. But again, if you use up these lines of credit, the equity that you have there, it makes it tough to get money when you need it. And typically on those lines of credit, you're also having variable interest rates. So again, hard to manage your cash flow. One of the things we see with car loans is when people are trying to figure out what their monthly expenses are for retirement, they often don't factor in the purchase of a car as an expense. So we're looking at all those different monthly expenses we have, but if they don't have a car loan at the time that they're trying to figure out their expenses, it's not something that they're naturally building in. So if you're not building that in a few years into retirement, you need to take on $40,000 of debt to purchase a car. I mean, that's going to have an impact on your retirement plans. So making sure we're thinking about those types of items or debts that could come up. And then credit card debt is just something that can snowball, right? Where if we're a little short on cash, we put something on the credit card, think we'll get back to it. But if we don't get any kind of free cash flow the next month, now the interest starts to build up on it and it could just, like I say, kind of snowball.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to look at some of the cash flow implications. So how can these sorts of debt obligations affect retirement cash flow?
Again, it's going to reduce the amount of disposable income that we have. So we want to spend our money on our living expenses, living our best retirement, doing those fun activities we've been putting off while we've been working. So now you're in retirement, you have time to do all this stuff. but the amount of free cash flow you're going to have available is going to be affected by having these debt obligations that need to be paid. The very minimum on your lines of credit, you're going to at least have to pay the interest. But if you have a loan or a mortgage, I mean, that probably a good chunk of your cash flow going out every month that is now not available for all those other things that you've been planning on doing. Expenses can be unpredictable, as we've seen with interest rate fluctuations. We don't know exactly what those expenses are always going to be. And if we create a hole in our cash flow with debt, it's not as easy to climb out of that hole sometimes. It's sometimes not possible when we have no longer our job. We don't have our employment. We can't work overtime or wait for that bonus or whatever it is, right? So it's a lot harder to climb our way back out if we do find ourselves in debt.
And I'd like to look at the implications on long-term financial goals. How important is it to assess debt obligations in relation to retirees' long-term financial goals, such as funding a retirement lifestyle, covering healthcare expenses, and leaving a legacy for future generations?
Yeah, so this is a really important part of your planning. It's critical heading into and at the beginning of retirement. You want to make sure you understand your cash flow, and understanding your debt requirements in retirement is a part of understanding your cash flow requirements. So unfortunately, just like we don't know what your investment returns are going to be, we also don't know what those interest rates are going to be or what they're going to do. So it just creates another variable we need to account for. Like I mentioned, we don't know your investment returns. So that's something that, you know, we're actively working to make sure we're managing the variables in your investments and how that can affect your lifestyle. So when we just have one other variable in there to try to manage, it makes it a little bit more difficult, but also makes it that much more important that we are planning for these things. We want to manage your debt that you do take into retirement. And when we are building this into plans, we want to be somewhat conservative, I guess, in our assumptions for interest rates, because we've seen recently how quickly they can increase. So we want to make sure that your plan is not completely thrown off because of changes of interest rates in retirement.
And what are some of the risks associated with carrying debt into retirement?
I think we've been building this into the conversation already partly, but fluctuating interest rates is probably the biggest one. So if you don't have debt and you're collecting income, rising rates can actually be good for your income, because if we're getting higher interest paid off of our bonds or our GICs, that's a good thing. But if we're still paying debt, that means higher debt payment. And again, higher debt payment means less free cash flow. So I think that the timing of this conversation will set in a little bit more for people than it might have a few years ago when interest rates were basically zero. So now we've seen how quickly interest rates can go up. And that's having a big impact. And we're starting to see the economy slow down and the impacts of that are coming out. If we're just paying interest only and we have lines of credit or home equity line of credit we've used, it makes it harder to pay down that principal. And if we were just planning on paying interest only, sometimes those expenses don't look that big. But again, as interest rates go up, it creates a much bigger hole in our cash flow. It reduces your financial flexibility. So if you have excessive debt, that could limit your financial flexibility. So if some kind of an emergency comes up, you need to get your hands on money, it's going to make it more challenging to respond to those unexpected expenses or those changes in your circumstances. And there's also just the quality of life. So there's anxiety and worry that comes with having increased financial stress. So keeping you up at night, thinking about these things, is not the way you want to spend retirement. It's not what you want to be focusing on. We want you focusing on spending time with people you love and doing the things that you love.
Absolutely. Thinking about all this, what are some of the options we can look at to reduce debt in retirement?
We have multiple types of debt. Debt consolidation might be a good option, where we combine different debts under one lower interest rate. So that's going to help simplify your life, because hopefully you can get all that into one monthly payment. So there's the simplification piece, which is always nice. We like that. You know, your retirement planning is simplified, so we love simple. But aside from that, ideally, if you're consolidating debt, you're getting an overall lower interest rate, which means that you're going to decrease your interest cost, which means you're going to increase your cash flow. So what that's going to allow you to do is one of two things. You can use that increased cash flow, again, to enjoy life a little bit more in retirement. Or alternatively, you can take that increased cash flow and put it towards paying down your debt quicker. Then we have refinancing. So right now, if you recently refinanced or you had to renew your mortgage, say maybe the last year, your rates are probably a lot higher than they were previously. Now there's hopes and a lot of talk about interest rates going down over the next year. So we've already seen that a little bit, the mortgage space where interest rates are coming down. So probably not the time to refinance right now. But the idea here is if interest rates do go down low enough, it might be worth maybe paying some penalties to actually be able to refinance your mortgage. So that's really just again, bringing down that interest rate that you're paying on your current mortgage so that your monthly expenses are going down. And again, even if you bring down that interest rate, maybe you keep your payments the same, so you're paying down the mortgage faster is another option there. I know some banks will do like a blend and extend, they call it. So you don't necessarily have to pay a penalty, but you're just committing to extend that period, that term that you're in with your mortgage, and they'll take the rates you have and blend it with the newer, lower rates to get your monthly payment down. And then we could look at accelerated payments. There's a couple of ways we could think of this, but we could increase your monthly payment, which we kind of just touched on some scenarios where that free cash flow might come up. But if you have the cash flow, we can increase those monthly payments. If you come across a lump sum of money at a certain time of year, you might put a lump sum down on your mortgage. So most mortgages will allow you, without penalty, to put up to a 20% down payment on the mortgage. Also, you might look at, if you're paying monthly, increasing the frequency of your payments to say biweekly, because that will actually get you a little bit further ahead.
So if we're looking at integrating debt reduction strategies into retirement planning, how might we do that?
Sure. So it comes back to planning, kind of beating the same drum over and over on the podcast.
For good reason, though.
Yeah. And so retirement planning isn't just about having an investment plan. It's not just about figuring out, where am I going to pull my income from? It's looking at all aspects of your financial situation. So a good comprehensive retirement plan is going to be looking at the positive cash flow, but also the debt. And it's going to build that into your plan for retirement to make sure that you can afford the lifestyle you want. And it's going to answer some questions. At the end of the day, carrying debt into retirement and then not being able to afford the retirement you want doesn't mean you can't do it, but at least by doing planning, you're going to understand how you can look at some of those options we talked about, consolidation, refinancing, to maximize your income. And then from there, you can decide, do you want to retire as planned? You want to work a little longer to pay some more of this debt down, whatever that looks like. But again, the planning is going to answer those questions for you. Some people are capable of doing this and they want to put in the time and the work, and that's great. But there's also financial planners who can help you with that, right? I mean, that is their job. A certified financial planner, they learn about all the different areas of financial planning, as you would expect. So they're not just giving investment advice. They should be looking at the full situation and helping you do that. So if you don't want to do it on your own, that's another way of doing it.
So if we were to sum everything up, what action items might you leave people with based on carrying debt into retirement?
Yeah. So don't just look at your debt in a silo. Make sure you're exploring how it fits into the bigger picture by doing a plan. If you have multiple debts right now, it's almost always a good idea to explore consolidation. So if you haven't looked into debt consolidation in the past, I would talk to somebody about what your options are for that. And then this kind of goes back to planning a little bit, but make sure you have a cash flow plan. And part of having a cash flow plan is knowing where your money's going. So that's important. If you do have debt already, we want to make sure you're intentional about your spending, know where your money's going. So that way you're not unintentionally accumulating more debt. So those would be kind of three things I would leave you with. And I'm going to backtrack a little bit, Lindsay, but we're talking about other ways to potentially reduce debt. Two other things I would look at, I just mentioned the budgeting piece and knowing where our cash flow is going. But the other thing is, depending on where you are and what your house looks like, you know, your kids may have moved out, you may have more space than you need. So another option there is to look at downsizing. Now, that said, for our listeners in Peterborough, often that's not a good solution here because we have a bit of a senior community or retirement community. And so one of the problems with that is, by the time you pay realtor fees and moving expenses to get from your big house to a smaller bungalow, there's really not a lot of savings there. But in some circumstances, that is still an option.
Right. And of course, I think we could safely say to seek professional advice. Always look for professional opinion on how you might be able to carry that debt into retirement and reduce it overall.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, Lindsay, we've talked about our strategy session in the past. But if anyone has questions, a one-off, they just want to get some answers to see if they're on the right track, we're always happy to set you up with a strategy session where we just take an hour and answer all your questions.
And I'll make sure I include that information in our show notes.
Perfect. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Joe.
Investment services are provided through Matthews & Associates Investments of Aligned Capital Partners Incorporated, an approved trade name of Aligned Capital Partners, Inc., ACPI. Only investment-related products and services are offered through ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI and covered by the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. Tax planning, financial planning, and insurance services are provided through Matthews & Associates. Matthews & Associates is an independent company separate and distinct from ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI. Matthews & Associates are not licensed tax professionals, and you should consult with your tax advisor before acting on any recommendations.
Visit retirementplanningsimplified.ca and join the Retirement Planning Simplified community,
where we explore the complicated world of retirement planning while embracing life beyond the numbers.
As a member of our community, you'll receive insights,
tips,
and the latest retirement planning tools
straight from us to you.